Hi, this is Cherise Kenyon, and you're listening to the Beauty Me podcast, all about beauty beyond the BS. This episode is all about the favorite makeup pieces that I've got that are specifically perfect for multitasking. I feel that sometimes just the way we feel affects just how much makeup we want to put on. So I want to share some favorites that are ideal for those days when you can't be bothered, but you like to have a face on when you're going out into the world, or you've just got your period and you really don't want to go out or go to that meeting, whether it's virtual or in real life, but you want to put something on your face, or you're just fed up and you just don't have the time. You might have the kids running around your feet and you don't have the time to do a full face, but you feel like you want to do something. All of these products, I feel, have more than one use. So that's why I'm saying they're multi-use. There's definitely a couple in there that are items that I've used for a really long time. And there's a few new things in there that I've been gifted. So I'll let you know if they're gifted or not, or if they are long-term purchases of mine. And do let me know if you use any of these. Let me know in the DMs at Beauty Me Podcast on Instagram, or you can find me on Threads at Cherise_Kenyon. Which, by the way, I do hope you're following me there. It's kind of funny over on Threads. I feel like it's still really small. Somebody said the other day they feel like when they go on Threads, they're just catching up with 13 of their friends. So it's kind of like a neat little community over there. Feel free to find me and have a chat. Also, if you hear me talking about a specific product that you've tried, but you believe you found something even better, I would love to know. So again, you can find me in the DMs and let me know. So let's get into it. The very first product, it's the Makeup Forever Artist Color Pencils. I easily could devote an entire episode to these pencils. I obviously regularly do the kind of, I used to call them 5-minute reviews, but they weren't ever really 5 minutes. I think they'd most of the time they would be 10 minutes. I could easily talk about these Artist Color Pencils for 10 minutes. I know you're probably thinking it's a pencil. How great could it be? But there's something about the formula of these pencils that make them really easy to use all over your face. Like, even though the brand website says they're for eyes, lips, and brows, I think you can also use them on your cheeks if you're careful. You know, I'm not saying just go scraping a pencil over your face. I just think there's something about the formula that gives them an ability to be blended, but also to stay put. I like to use them on my eyes as a base for shadow, or to create a smoky look, or use them in the waterline for a tight line. They are also amazing if you just want to change the color of your eyebrows, especially if you've got quite fine eyebrows like mine. I tend to create a lot of video content, and when I'm trying to recreate an editorial look, or say a celebrity's done a new look, these pencils are so great for just playing with your eyebrow color. Of course, I'm talking about multitasking in this episode, so I'm not saying that you're going to want to change your eyebrow color, but these pencils are just so good. I feel you could probably do a whole face if you've just got the right colors for yourself. You could have one color for your brows and your eyeliner, and you could have one color for your lips and your cheeks. So that's a full face. I think it's multi-purpose. I think the first time I ever heard about these pencils was makeup artist Katie Jane Hughes. If you do know her, you'll know that she is a huge fan of the shade Endless Cacao. I'm pretty sure Katie has sold out that pencil many, many times. I hope that Makeup Forever pays her for that, because I even made a reel about it back in the day, because the amount of times Katie says Endless Cacao in her videos, in her Instagram stories, when she's doing her makeup. She's one of those makeup artists that loves to share, and she is a huge advocate for that shade. When I had her on the show for the first time back in October 2020, I told her, oh, I've got to try Endless Cacao, but it's always sold out. And I love the fact that she told me, actually, it's a really cool tone. Why don't you try Limitless Brown instead? I followed that advice, and to this day, Limitless Brown is my perfect brown girl lip liner. I think I'm on my third or fourth of this color. Although I have to say, times have changed over the past 4 years, and I feel like a lot of us with warmer toned skin are happy to play with cool tone browns. So I still might have to try Endless Cacao because I really do like that kind of grayish tone, grayish, I think it is, when it's like half gray, half beige. But what I really like about these pencils when it comes to the lips is you can do so many different looks. Today, I've done an entire lip using these pencils and it's got a kind of ombre effect around the edges and in the corners and the outer corners of my lips. And it's all because they blend so well. On the outside, I used Limitless Brown. And then on the inside, I used Wherever Walnut and what's it called? Sepia, Completely Sepia. These pencils are so great for overlining if you're a fan of overlining. But also, again, when it comes to wanting a product that works quickly, you can easily do your whole lip in this pencil. It's not going to drag as long as you haven't made it too sharp. You can do your whole lips and then just dab it in with your finger to blend it. Put a bit of lip balm on top. You are good to go. Just to let you know that I really am a fan of these, I'll just let you know the other colors that I have. There's Universal Earth, which is a gorgeous, warm, ready brown. It's a very kind of like brick tone. I think it looks so good on every skin tone. I like to wear this overlined or with a quite thick outline, and I'll put a warm but pale pink lipstick inside for a lip that really pops. I also love Up and Down Tan for an all-over kind of brown tan look that takes me back to the 90s. I mentioned Wherever Walnut. I've also got Anywhere Caffeine, Dimensional Dark Brown, another great dark brown that I would highly recommend for darker skin tones that want to play with kind of like those lighter taupe lipsticks but have a dark outline. You've probably noticed that all of the ones I've mentioned so far are all browns, and I think that's the part of the magic of this line. But also, I have Whatever Black, which is my go-to over any other black pencil in my rotation. I find that many of my other black eyeliner pencils kind of drag a little bit, and again, this formula doesn't. You can simply like draw it on, blend it out straight away with some eyeshadow, you're done. You've got a nice little soft wing. I've also got Boundless Bisque, which is a kind of pinky white tone that's designed to make your eyes pop. So I will use it in my waterline. But also, I think this is great if you use a little bit on your lids to kind of prime your eyes for any other colors you want to put on top. It's also really good right under your eyebrows to kind of tidy them up and give them a sharper edge. It kind of has this highlighter effect. I've got one red shade, which is Full Red, and I've got a really pretty pink, which is called No Boundaries Blush. When I was looking at different sites for this pencil, though, I found that some sites would only have 12 colors, others would have 20, but yeah, I've read somewhere that there are 39 shades, so I'm guessing that a few of them have been discontinued because even when I looked for No Boundaries Blush, I can't actually find that anywhere. Either way, I love all of the pencils that I have, and I do think they last a really good amount of time. The Makeup Forever Artist Colour pencils cost £19 in the UK, and in the US, the price is $24. The next product is MAC Cosmetics Hyperreal Ceramizer Skin Balancing Hydration Serum. Okay, it's a long product name, and you might be thinking, I thought this was a makeup episode. It's not a makeup product, but it's so good to wear underneath your makeup. Again, just to go back to the multitasking part, you can definitely wear this on its own or you can wear it under makeup. It's not that you must wear makeup on top. For me, it's a product that I've kind of got really used to using when I record video content. It's not something that I would wear every day. But what this product allows me to do is switch between looks, or say if I've gone to the gym and I need to do a makeup look the minute I get in, I can quickly cleanse my face, put a layer of this on. I probably do about 4 pumps and it's like an instant hydrating product. It gives you that slip that you want for makeup to go straight on. It's just like a serum, but with some oomph to it. It doesn't slip all over the place. It's like you will put it on and it's not, you know, that super damp kind of serum where you have to wait. It's just, I massage it right in and my face is ready for makeup. On the MAC website, It makes plenty of claims, promising to reduce dark spots and the appearance of pores, as well as retexturize the skin, although it doesn't really say how and why. It also says it strengthens the skin barrier. So I don't know about all of that, but I do love what's in this product. There's niacinamide, which if like me, you have acne prone skin, you'll probably know that niacinamide is one of those calming, just it really takes care of your skin. It's one of my favorite ingredients. And it also includes hyaluronic acid and ceramides, both of which are aimed at keeping the skin soft and hydrated. So it's a serum that's all about hydration. On the website, it's actually described as a serum moisturizer hybrid. And I do really love it, but I'm wondering if it could do it all for me as a standalone product. Like if I was to just wear this without makeup on top, would I love it? However, just while I'm sat here thinking, I'm just like, maybe I should try it because the weather is changing over here in the UK. It is getting warmer. I'm not saying it's warm, definitely not hot, but it is getting warmer. And it does say that you can use this with or without makeup. So what I might do is, you know, when it comes to my morning routine, I'll wash my face, put my favorite essence on, which is still Beauty of Joseon ginseng essence. I don't know if I'm ever going to find a replacement. Then I might put on this MAC ceramizer and then my SPF on top and see how that works. So if I do that, I might do it later today, actually. I'll let you know how it works out. The only thing that would perhaps stop me from using this every day is the price. It's £60 for 30 mil in the UK and $65 in the US. So it is not cheap for the amount that you get. And me doing 4 pumps a day, yeah, it's not going to last very long. So I don't know if I would purchase this regularly, but I have to say, I really, really, really love it as a makeup base. So we'll see. Next, it's another MAC product. This time it is makeup and it's the Blot Powder. It's a pressed powder that I know that I used a million years ago, but I don't think I was using it in the right way back then because today when I use this with, say, MAC Fix Plus to kind of set my makeup afterwards, my makeup stays matte for a really good amount of time. Like I will go and check it and that little halo of oil on my forehead or my nose or my chin, it's not there. I can go for hours and not have to reapply. I have to give all credit to discovering this product again, though, to Jackie Risotto, who was a makeup artist that I had on the show recently. She's an Emmy award-winning makeup artist, and most recently she was head of makeup for the FX show Feud, Capote versus the Swans, which I'm still making my way through. And the makeup throughout that show is flawless, as you can imagine. But when I had Jackie on the show, I said to her, what is your most used product on set? And she instantly replied, MAC Cosmetics Blot Powder. She has them in every shade and she swears by them for every skin tone. And I can really see why. By the way, if you haven't checked out that episode, I'll definitely leave a link in the show notes to you. It's a lot of fun. So earlier I said I used this product before and I think maybe I was using the wrong kind of brush or something. And I don't think I was using it to complement the foundation that I was using. And I know for sure I wasn't using a setting spray. I think my makeup's come a long way. And for me, there's not much else to say about this powder. I am just your classic oily T-zone girl. And for every day, I will use this with a brush. But for a night out or if I'm recording a video, I will use the pad that comes with the powder to really push it into my skin. But that's one thing I get a little bit concerned about because as someone who is acne prone, sometimes I'll see people reusing, you know, the little pad over and over again. Like, so they'll pat it onto their face and then they'll put it in the pad in the pan again and then they'll pat it on their face and then they'll be using it the next day and the next day. Just like we have to wash our brushes, I just think, please make sure you wash that little pad because it's like a little cozy home for your next breakout as far as I'm concerned. But aside from that, I cannot fault this product. It comes in 5 shades. I use medium, but there's also light, medium dark, dark and deep dark. In the UK it costs £32 and in the US it's $36. Let's look at the Milk Makeup Cooling Water Jelly Tint. This has been seen all over TikTok, all over Instagram. I think Milk is a brand that is so good at really harnessing its audience when it comes to a new product launch. And what I do like about when Milk launches something new is that I always tend to see it on a range of skin tones. So for instance, with this product, I've seen it on the gorgeous Ellie Luna, who's a former guest of the show. She's an amazing makeup artist that recently appeared in a couple of campaigns for Milk, including the Cooling Water Jelly Tint. Oh my God, I cannot keep saying this. I think I'm going to call it the Jelly Tint from now on. But Ellie's appeared in that and she is a gorgeous, dark, warm skin tone. I've seen Sarah Wren, who is the makeup artist at Milk, use this in so many ways on her Instagram. I think she was the first person to make me think, yes, I can play with this, because she made it look so easy. And if you don't know, Milk is that brand that's all about making things easy for you. Again, multitasking, I think, is always at the root of any Milk product. And that's all down to the founders. They're very much into giving women products that they can use on the go. And Sarah Wren in particular, she really got me interested in using these water tints on my lips with just like a nice dark liner. They are a really interesting texture. They are, I don't know, it's like, obviously the word jelly kind of leads you down a certain path, and then the fact that they're cooling, and then you see the product and it kind of looks like an old school ice lolly, or I want to say popsicle actually, because I feel like maybe my American listeners will kind of have more of an idea what I'm talking about. I feel like once there were these ice lollies that you could kind of push through the cardboard, almost like a lipstick, you know, you can push it up. Tell me if I'm making sense, or tell me if I'm not making sense. Basically, I feel this product really reminds me of childhood. Lots of sweets, the fact that the shades are like cherry and berry kind of colors and see-through kind of reminds me of, you know, around Halloween, they'll do toffee apples and the toffee will often be like a clear red color. That's what they remind me of. So I think I was hoping that they would smell like cherries when I used it, but they're unscented, which of course is a great thing for people that cannot deal with scent in their makeup products. But I think the key to this product, even though it is amazing at being multitasking, I think you need to know a little bit about your makeup and how you like to wear your makeup to play with this. And I think that's why the internet, again, is really useful, because a lot of my favorite makeup artists have already used this and kind of experimented with it. And they've come to the conclusion that you must have your base on underneath. Well, they've come to one of two conclusions. You can put this on straight away onto your skin if it's moisturized. It's going to dry very quickly. So when I put it on, I had a skin tint on. And even though I'd only put the skin tint on maybe 5 minutes before, once I applied the jelly tint, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to move quickly. Because what it's going to do is leave a stain. So it's great on naked skin, naked but hydrated. Or as several of the makeup artists I've seen users have shown, have your full base on. So do your full base, then put this on top, dab, 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 and it should blend seamlessly in and it should stay. For me, I really like the colors Spritz and Chill. I knew that I would like these two. They're kind of the ones in like the more pale pink, almost corally colored packaging. There are two other ones that are more dark and rich, but when I say dark, they're not dark. These colors, I think they work on every skin tone because they're like a rich, juicy tint. They're not going to be too dark because it's all about how much you put on. I would say I have seen people trying to use it with a brush. And for me, the product itself, as with many Milk products, lends itself to just being applied with your hand. So it's kind of like this bouncy feeling anyway. So I would bounce it on your cheeks, bounce it on the high points of your face. But my favorite place to use it is on my lips. It's just the easiest lip you could possibly do. I love to wear Chill. Then I use my Makeup Forever Limitless Brown Pencil to line, and it's a look. Also, you can go one step further and put one of the Milk Kush lip oils on top for a gloss. So there's loads of ways you can play with this. I haven't seen anybody use it on their eyes, but I'm pretty sure if you dabbed it, it should be fine. Again, it is a great multitasker, and I definitely want to play with this more for a more intense blush look. I think I just need to put it on bare skin as a base, do my foundation, and then add more on top. So I think that's how I'm going to play with it next. But I definitely think these are great for anyone that just wants just a touch of color. You wake up in the morning, you do your moisturizer SPF, and you want to dab something on your cheeks and lips before you head out the door. I think it is perfect. In the UK, these cooling water jelly tints cost £22 each, and in the US, they cost $24. Next, it's the Charlotte Tilbury Luxury Palette in Pillow Talk. This was gifted to me after my Jodie Smith reel went viral. By the way, it still hasn't slowed down. I was trying to think, could I mute it in some way? Because the Oscars were in February, and no, was it March, the beginning of March? The views are just growing every single day. So it's almost at 600,000. I get people sharing this all day, every day, to the point where I turn the comments off. I have to be honest, because I just couldn't take all the notifications. It's really hard for me to get to any recent notifications on recent posts I've done, because everybody is in love with Jodie and her skin. If you haven't seen the video already, I'll leave a link for you. But Charlotte Tilbury saw that reel and they kindly sent me a package. And out of all the things they sent me, I was immediately attracted to this palette because it seemed like it was so wearable. And it really is. It features four shades. And the reason I was so attracted to it is because the last time I used a palette so much was the Fenty Snap Shadows Mix and Match in Deep Neutrals. I used that palette every time I did my makeup, like no word of a lie. This was my perfect everyday palette, and even if I was doing a video look, I would always use at least one or two of the shades as my base. They were just the perfect colors for me, and honestly, this Charlotte Tilbury palette is set to go the same way. I hit the pan on the Fenty one, so I needed a replacement, but I think this one is a little bit neater because in the Fenty one, it was six shades, and I know there was one color I never used, whereas in this Charlotte palette, there are four shades and I use all of them because they each do a different job. It features four complementary shades that each do something different. And I like how on the back it tells you what they do. So you've got the prime shade, which is this gorgeous, warm, pearly shade that's a great base with a tiny bit of sheen to it. So you could easily put that on and leave it as is. But then you can use the enhanced tone, which is a warm matte pink. And this is one of the colors I'm obsessed with. It is my perfect kind of rosy brown pink. It's just perfect for that. I want to put a little bit of eyeshadow on, but I don't want to look like I'm trying too hard. Then there's a shadow to smoke things out, which is called Smoke. So it's a soft matte brown, which is perfect for every kind of look that I like to wear. You can wear it as a neutral on its own all over. It's so gorgeous. Or you can use it as a base. You can use it as a smoky eye, especially if you've got paler skin. Or you can use it over a liner to kind of smudge things out. I think you can do so much with that shade. Finally, there's what they call the pop shade, which is a really shimmering rose gold. I think these palettes are a godsend for anyone that travels a lot, because you don't need to take any other palettes. I promise you, if you've got this little four pan palette plus an eyeliner, you are good to play around with a few different looks. You could easily use the pop shade all over if you want a really shimmering, sparkly look. And what I really like about this palette is it comes in 14 shade combinations. So you could easily find one or two that works for you and just not bother with anything else for a while. In the past, I've also been gifted the Rock Chick version of this palette. I'd had my eye on it because it's kind of like a blend of dark silvery grays. It's so good if you want to do kind of like an edgy Rock Chick look. But I did check out if it's still available and it looks like it's been discontinued or at least is sold out. But like I said, there's 14 shade combinations. There's bound to be a palette there for you. So check it out. The shadows themselves are so gorgeous and soft and blendable, but they're not so soft that, you know, there's nothing there. Honestly, I really, really like this. It costs £46 in the UK and $55 in the States. Finally, it's the last product, and it's the NYX, or is it NYX? I always say NYX, like NYC. NYX Professional Makeup Lift and Snatch Brow Tint Pen. This is a product that snuck in because, to be honest, I only ever bought it because I'd forgotten to buy my usual go-to Glossier Brow Flick, and I didn't have time to wait for it to arrive in the post. So Glossier Brow Flick has been just my girl for years. And one day I realized that both of my brow flicks had died on me. And by the way, that is not a criticism. They last forever, especially if you store them upside down. But it was like I was doing my makeup, they'd both died. And I decided to dig out this NYX Lift and Snatch Brow Tint Pen because I'd bought it on a whim, like I said, when I'd run out of a prior Glossier Brow Flick. And I remember when I used it, too much product came out and I was instantly like, nope, Glossier is just so much better. So I remember just leaving this lying around. I think I even bought two colors out of desperation that time. I think I'd popped into Boots and just picked two up. So I dug it out and I decided to, instead of using it straight on my eyebrows and making a mess, I swiped it on my hand first to just check that it wouldn't come out too dark or gloopy. And I think what had happened when I first used it, it was just dispensing too much product. So every time I use this, I will go to my hand first. And that's actually what I would also do with the Glossier Brow Flick, just in case. But now that it's kind of dried out a little bit, I've had it a while, it's actually perfect. It's really good at giving me a naturally fuller brow. As I mentioned earlier, I don't really have thick, full eyebrows. So I love a pen that can just literally recreate tiny little hairs that end up looking very real. Also, the fact that this only cost $11.99 and Glossier Brow Flick is £18, you know, there's quite a difference there, and that doesn't hurt. The NYX Brow Tint Pen comes in four shades: black, brunette, espresso, and taupe. My shade is brunette. It's a very dark brown. The price is $11.99, as I said, in the UK, and it's $13 in the US. Before I go, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who took part in my recent poll asking about the regularity of this show. It's really helped me reach a decision, so I really am thankful. I gave a few options, and while several of you said that you liked the regularity of the Friday episodes, many more people said that you tend to catch up with podcasts when you have a chance, or that you like to let them add up so you can have a binge. So the Friday episodes are here to stay. You know, that's how I started. That's what's going to stay. But I am going to start sprinkling in new little additional episodes whenever I feel like it. So when it's a Week in Beauty episode, it's not necessarily going to come out on a Monday. It's going to come out when I feel like it. It's going to come out when something's like really on my mind. I'm just going to start chucking these extra episodes out because I do feel that beauty just never stops. And that could be a new product, or it could be a new look that a celebrity is rocking and getting, you know, criticized about. I want to be able to react. So stay tuned for lots of extra episodes. And I would say now is a good time to follow or subscribe to the show wherever you listen so that you don't miss out on any of these extra episodes. That's all for now. As usual, my DMs are always open if you want to talk about anything beauty related. You can find me on Instagram at BeautyMePodcast, or you can find me on Threads at Charisse_Kenyon, or you can email BeautyMePodcast@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a rating over on Spotify or leave a review anywhere else that you like to listen. And don't forget, there's also a newsletter that you can read for free. I do not charge for access to mine. You can sign up at beautymenotes.substack.com. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you next time.